Judges chapter 11. Now Jephthah, the Gileadite, was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of a harlot, and Gilead begat Jephthah. And Gilead's wife bore him sons, and his wife's sons grew, and they thrust out Jephthah, and said to him, "You shall not inherit in our father's house, because you are the son of a strange woman." Then Jephthah fled from his brethren, and dwelt in the land of Tob. And there were gathered vain men to Jephthah, and went out with him. And it came to pass in process of time that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. And it was so that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to fetch Jephthah out of the land of Tob. And they said to Jephthah, "Come, and be our captain, so that we may fight with the children of Ammon." And Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, "Did you not hate me, and throw me out of my father's house? And why are you come to me now when you are in distress?" And the elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, "For this reason we turn again to you now, that you may go with us and fight against the children of Ammon, and be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead." And Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, "If you bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and Yahweh deliver them in front of me, shall I be your head?" And the elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, "Yahweh be witness between us if we do not do so according to your words." And then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them. And Jephthah uttered all his words before Yahweh in Mizpah. And Jephthah sent messengers to the king of the children of Ammon, saying, "What have you to do with me that you are come against me to fight in my land?" And the king of the children of Ammon answered to the messengers of Jephthah, "Because Israel took away my land when they came up out of Egypt, from Arnon, even to Yabbok, and to Jordan. Now therefore restore those lands again peaceably." And Jephthah sent messengers again to the king of the children of Ammon, and said to him, "Thus says Jephthah, Israel did not take away the land of Moab, nor the land of the children of Ammon. But when Israel came up from Egypt, and walked through the wilderness to the Red Sea, and came to Kadesh, then Israel sent messengers to the king of Edom, saying, 'Let me, I ask of you, pass through your land.' But the king of Edom would not listen. And in like manner they sent to the king of Moab, and he would not. And Israel abode in Kadesh. And then when they went along through the wilderness, and compassed the land of Edom and the land of Moab, and came by the east side of the land of Moab, and pitched on the other side of Arnon, but came not within the border of Moab, for Arnon was the border of Moab, and Israel sent messengers to Sihon, king of Amorites, the king of Heshbon. And Israel said to them, 'Let us pass, we ask of you, through your land into my place.' But Sihon did not trust Israel to pass through his coast. But Sihon gathered all his people together, and pitched in Jahaz, and fought against Israel. And Yahweh Elohim of Israel delivered Sihon and all his people into the hand of Israel, and they smote them. And so Israel possessed all the land of the Amorites, the inhabitants of that country, and they possessed all the coasts of the Amorites, from Arnon even to Yabbok, and from the wilderness even to Jordan. And so now Yahweh Elohim of Israel has dispossessed the Amorites from before his people Israel, and should you possess it? Will you not possess that which Chemosh your Elohim gives you to possess? So whomsoever Yahweh our Elohim shall drive out from before us, them will we possess. And now are you any better than Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab? Did he ever strive against Israel, or did he ever fight against them, while Israel dwelt in Heshbon and her towns, and in Aroer and her towns, and in all the cities that are along by the coasts of Arnon 300 years? Why, therefore, did you not recover them within that time? Wherefore, I've not sinned against you, but you do me wrong to war against me. Yahweh the judge be judged this day between the children of Israel and the children of Ammon." Howbeit, the king of the children of Ammon did not listen to the words of Jephthah which he had sent him. Then the spirit of Yahweh came upon Jephthah, and he passed over Gilead and Manasseh, and passed over Mizpah of Gilead, and from Mizpah of Gilead he passed over to the children of Ammon. And Jephthah vowed a vow to Yahweh, and said, "If you shall without fail deliver the children of Ammon into my hands, then it shall be that whatsoever comes forth of the doors of my house to meet me when I return in peace from the children of Ammon shall surely be Yahweh's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering." So Jephthah passed over to the children of Ammon to fight against them, and Yahweh delivered them into his hands, and he smote them from Aroer even till you come to Minnith, 20 cities, into the plain of the vineyards, with a very great slaughter. Thus the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. And Jephthah came to Mizpah to his house, and behold, his daughter came out to meet him with timbrels and with dances, and she was his only child. And beside her he had neither son nor daughter. And it came to pass, when he saw her, that he rent his clothes and said, "Alas, my daughter, you've brought me very low, and you are one of them that trouble me, for I've opened up my mouth to Yahweh, and I cannot go back." She said to him, "My father, if you've opened up your mouth to Yahweh, do to me according to that which has proceeded out of your mouth. For as much as Yahweh has taken vengeance for you of your enemies, of the children of Ammon." And she said to her father, "Let this thing be done for me. Leave me alone 2 months, so that I may go up and down upon the mountains and bewail my virginity, and I and my fellows." And he said, "Go." And he sent her away 2 months. And she went with her companions and bewailed her virginity upon the mountains. And it came to pass at the end of 2 months that she returned to her father, who did with her according to his vow which he had vowed, and she knew no man. And it was a custom in Israel. The daughters of Israel went yearly to lament the daughter of Jephthah in the Gileadite 4 days in a year. End of chapter.